Well, Mickey, another case of those yet so near and yet so far.
Yes, that's hard to take, Tom, to be honest. It's hard enough last week, but today to be 8 up at half time and really bossed the first half. I thought maybe we could have held on, you know, but there was something about it. We should just play the 70 minutes solid without getting a break, but we just seemed to switch off when it comes second halves.
Yeah, I suppose in the end it was maybe they had the stronger bench, you know, and subs made a couple of substitutions and they didn't make a difference.
Exactly right. We were just saying that, you know, they've got a wee bit more strength and depth in the panel, and they brought on two or three subs and made a difference. Where our boys were tiring, you know, and no disrespect, but very young bench and all the rest, and maybe their subs did make a difference. Where we maybe haven't got as much strength and depth as them, you know.
Nevertheless, you have to be very proud of them for the battling performance, and especially the first half, and even for quite a bit of the second half as well.
Look, we can't fault them in terms of effort and rising up to the occasion, but it's like losing a cup there down the day, you know, when it would have been a big scalp for us to take Derry, and it would have been in the melting pot then for a semi-final spot, you know, because Down went and beat Wicklow today, and it was all up for grabs next day out, you know, but... It's like losing a cup final there today. The boys are really hurting, you know.
A lot of big performances. Dylan Duffy got the goal that got you up and running. Then Danny took over the free-taking duties and he knocked over some massive frees.
Some great frees, Danny, you know, and I suppose we missed two or three at the start of the first half and missed three or four in the start of the second half. But Danny hit them well there for a spell in the first half. But we're still missing that six or seven frees in a game, which maybe they didn't. And it proves the difference in the end, you know, and maybe if Lee was fit... You know, he might have tagged on 90% of the frees. I think we missed maybe 7 or 8, just looking at the stats. And makes a difference in hurling, you know. And there by Cormac Doherty, I think he missed one maybe, you know. So he's very accurate. And it stands a lot. But Danny stepped into the role well, you know, and had a super game from play too. Him and Joe Boyle really got control midfield, you know.
Sean McVeigh, I thought at full back. And I thought your defence was exceptional too.
Yeah, the defence was very solid. And the Hull Derry, the no goals was the aim, you know, after conceding 4 last week. And... I just felt maybe a wee bit sore in the forwards there, but I felt their forward line maybe let us down a bit in the second half, where they outscored us 13-2, and it's not good enough return, you know, and you just not get over the line if you're not at least 7 or 8 points in the second half, but won the game for us.
Nevertheless, you came in here today without Declan Coulter, your top scorer in the league, Lee Henderson, who would carry that flag as well, you know, it's two huge men out of your forward line.
Two big losses, like, you know, but you have to move on, as we're saying, and Lee probably back the next day. Declan probably struggled to play at all, you know. And but whoever seems to come in puts in a good effort. Like Colin Flood came in and played wing forward, and probably known as a midfielder defender, but put on a good shift for us and a lot of work ethic around the half hour line. And felt he tired, and felt the boys were working hard, maybe tired. And Derry, as you say, but on fresh legs and punished us a wee bit. Then, you know.
Still, obviously fighting now for survival, I suppose. That's the reality next weekend. That result down going to Wicklow and getting a result isn't a good one for Donegal.
No, well, I don't know what way it's going to leave it now, Tom. If we beat Down and Derry beat Wicklow, it'd leave Derry in 3-1s and the rest of us on 1-1 each. So it's come down to scores or something, you know, and where you could win next week and still be in a playoff, or you could win next week and get a semi-final spot. You don't know, like, but... We'll be putting effort on to beating Down next week, and I'm pretty sure Derry probably beat Wicklow, you know.
And I know you're down and everybody's down, but a lot of positives to be taken out of today's game.
A lot of positives. So the supporters come there, even chanting a few of them. It was a great game, you look, and the mix to the end. And when you see a Derry team celebrating at the end against a Donegal team, you know, you know they're in a battle, and they had to work the whole way for it, and even their sideline all was getting a bit ratty there, Tom, you know, but... Something they probably weren't expecting for us to come with that kind of effort and good play, you know, and they'll know the next day if they meet us, it'll never be easy, you know.